You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Before we begin, let's breathe together. Let your body settle. Let your shoulders soften. And let yourself arrive here. Let's breathe. Welcome to Homecoming to Self, The Journey. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison. Today, I'm talking about fear. Not the kind that stops us, but the kind that shows up right before something meaningful is about to begin. You see, fear doesn't always mean don't go. Sometimes it means pay attention. There's a moment in time that I want to share with you. From childhood, I carried a quiet knowing inside me that one day I would travel to Africa. Back then, as a little girl growing up in Jamaica, I wasn't even thinking, didn't know that Africa was a continent. I probably didn't even know what a continent was anyway. But I knew Africa was a place. And I knew it was a place that my heart somehow felt like it belonged. So I kept thinking, I had that quiet dream in my heart. What I knew about Africa then was mainly that there are starving children in Africa. And somehow, I think there was a quiet determination, defiance in me that wanted to prove that I am an African child and there are not only starving children in Africa. Didn't know how I was going to do that. So although I only knew about poverty, only heard about poverty or saw that on TV, I felt that I belonged somewhere in Africa. I grew up and life unfolded and, you know, I was ambitious and other things took priority. My education, my career, marriage, children. The dream faded in the background as I pursued life as we are taught to pursue in society. Until at one point in this beautiful life that I had created, I was at a very low point in my life. I was facing divorce. I was facing becoming a solo parent, which I never imagined could happen to me. Providing for two teenage children alone was not on any of the cards that I intended to play. Early one morning during this period, I felt a strong nudge, almost like I heard an audible voice saying, "This is the year to go to Africa." It surprised me. And at the same time, it felt like Something I had been waiting to hear, something I had been waiting for permission to do. Honestly, financially, I was living paycheck to paycheck. And so I didn't know if I could do that. I didn't know where the money would come from. I didn't know if I could get time off from work to travel for 2 to 4 weeks. And I definitely could not risk losing my job. And yet, inside me, it felt as if I was already there. I could see the place, I could feel it. The knowing was immediate. The question wasn't if I would go, the question was how. And so a conversation started inside me, a conversation with fear. Fear arrived quickly and started asking and reminding me, "You don't have the money," it said. "You don't know anyone there. It's unsafe to travel alone." And then the questions, "What about your children? How will you leave two teenagers at home?" My mind raced with scenarios. What if they threw a wild party while I was gone? What if they got sick? Who would take care of them? And who would take care of me if something happened to me? How would they know? If something happened, if they were in trouble and I wasn't around, I imagined the judgment of some of our close friends or even relatives. I imagined the judgment, the criticism, being seen as reckless, not being forgiven if something went wrong. So for weeks, fear sounded alarms. Danger, danger, danger. Every time I considered how to make it happen, the alarms went off. What was also true that was happening during that period, alongside fear, lived something else, faith. There was a kind of faith that brought excitement, joy, a deep inner knowing. It felt as if my heart and my mind were having two different conversations, or they were in a debate. My mind would ask, "Where will you stay?" And my heart would answer, "I'll know when I get there." My mind would ask, "What will you do?" And my heart would answer, "I'll visit the children." "What will you take for them?" "I'll have gifts for all of them." Fear came and went, but joy stayed. I reminded myself often, I live in a friendly universe. Courage showed up, and it didn't look dramatic. It looked like telling my friends, "I'm going to Ghana," I announced it. When they asked about dates or accommodations, I answered with trust, from a place of knowing, but I really didn't know. When they asked what I would take for the children, I named a whole list of supplies, school supplies, toys, clothes, footwear. As if they already existed, as if I had been shopping already. Courage felt like certainty. It felt like conviction, faith, delight, not because I had proof, but because I had truth. Here's what I want you to hear today. Feeling afraid does not disqualify you from the vision that you're holding. Fear doesn't mean you're wrong. It means something honest is asking to be born. Thresholds are crossings, not leaps, and you're probably at a threshold in your life right now. Courage doesn't require drama. It's quiet and grounded. So this week, I want you to notice where fear is present alongside excitement. Do not disregard the excitement. Ask yourself, what vision keeps returning? Just notice. Even when your mind raises objections, try speaking it aloud once without explaining, twice without justifying it, and let yourself hear your own truth. You are not reckless for listening to your calling. You're not irresponsible for wanting more. And you're certainly not reckless for going after your dream. And sister, you're not late. So I want to say thank you for being here. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey. In our next episode, we'll explore what it means to belong. Belong without performing, proving, or pleasing. Until then, trust what you know. Trust the dream in your heart. Trust the enlivening feeling in your body that arrives when you think of that dream that is in your heart. And keep coming back. Keep coming home to yourself. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey. And I am Sylvia Morrison, your host. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Homecoming to Self, the journey. If something you heard touched you deeply and helped you to remember a deeper truth, please share with a friend or someone else that you think could benefit from this information. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, and I am looking forward to being with you in the next episode. In the meantime, keep moving forward. And remember, your soul already knows the way. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey.